tracking each step in missions. This is Footsteps from TWR. With today's discussion, here's Andy Napier.
In the 13th century, Marco Polo's journeys took him through Central Asia on what became known as the Silk Road. Now, in our time, TWR is delivering the gospel via the Silk Road transmitter. TWR President Lauren Libby joins us in the studio. And first of all, Lauren, when we say Central Asia, what do we mean?
Well, you can take the countries that end in Stan and even into Western China, okay? And that's the general area we're talking about in terms of the Silk Road transmitter. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union and the countries that gained their independence in Central Asia, there have been many open doors for ministries to work in some of those Central Asian countries. However, in recent years, there's been a tightening of regulations and new restrictions placed on churches and their activities. Things are tightening down. We need a voice for Jesus in these Stan countries.
When we look at this part of the world that is basically unreached, it's time for ministries to get the word into Central Asia.
Well, let me just say this on an overall basis. The easy places have already been inhabited by missionaries. These are places you can't put full-time missionaries into. And so we're looking for the hard places. And Paul talked about that. He said, thus making my ambition to preach the gospel not where Christ has already been named, but going to the hard places. And that's really the spirit of TWR. And over the years, we've been entrepreneurial in areas that really needed the gospel where it was a brand new thing.
To learn more about TWR's Silk Road transmitter, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.